Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting.
Than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience.
With Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
Yeah. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast. Available wherever you get your podcasts.
Being a kid's about making mistakes.
Oh, sure. You gotta grow up.
And you learn from them, and ideally those mistakes don't follow you around for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
Tommy, your generation, outside of like horrific stuff, didn't really have any lifetime mistakes to make at 16.
Nah.
The generation today knows all about the mistakes that could last them a lifetime, whether or not they fully grasp how bad it can be.
Yeah.
Kimmy and I, however, were of a generation that got a crash course in these specific teenage mistakes.
The pioneers, if you will.
I mean, you're not wrong, because it's possible that this specific thing is now water under the bridge to the then teens that thought it was a good idea. But it's also possible that this was such a big deal, Kimmy, when we were kids.
Yeah.
That even women, men in their 30s and 40s had such a traumatic experience and became such celebrities in the towns they grew up in for the worst way that you never live it down.
So it haunts you?
And you're never done being embarrassed by it.
Oh.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. And this story starts with an article.
Mm-hmm.
Protecting your kids from themselves and their phones.
Yeah.
And this article is all about teenagers and the things they can send to their friends that may turn their lives upside down. Bless you, Kimmy. And the article specifically focuses on teenagers and nude, sexually explicit photos.
You Sexton.
Sexton, yes.
Sexton.
You're John Sexton. Not so fun facts for parents of teenagers right now. Tommy, did you know?
What's that?
1 in 4 teenagers say they have been the recipient of a sext.
That they have received.
1 in 4
have received a picture.
Sext. I mean, not necessarily picture, but a sext.
Something.
I mean, that could be part of it.
Yeah.
That doesn't really surprise me with kids,
down
though.
The same road, I guess.
1 in 4 admit.
I mean, we've been talking about this for 10 years now on the radio. It kind of makes sense. And I'm thinking like if my generation had this capability.
Yeah.
Everybody would be guilty. The way my parents even treated things and didn't pay attention to stuff.
No, but I mean, your parents would have eventually had to have paid attention if stuff like this started happening.
My father would have wanted to have a look.
Okay. So this article, to protect your kids, gives suggestions we already know.
You
know
what to do?
Yeah, go through your kid's phone, talk to them about the dangers of this stuff.
Right.
And in reality, as much as kids may want to listen, if they fully grasp the gravity of something like this, I mean, kids today, Kimmy, know way better than any other generation.
Oh, I think so.
How bad this can go.
And how long it, I mean, they know that it never goes away.
Exactly.
They're very aware of that.
Because here's the thing. Your generation, Tommy, did not have to deal with this in any way.
No.
This new generation has been around it for as long as they've been alive. Kimmy and I's generation were the testing ground.
Yeah.
Because we got it at the worst time possible.
Without question. And as we're talking about this article after the show yesterday, Kimmy, this brought back a memory from when you were a kid.
It was the first time I ever saw boobs on a cell phone. Because
And we're not talking like porn from a website.
No. This was a picture sent.
Like a classmate?
This particular set of boobs didn't go to our school. These boobs had been passed around for, I would guess, I know a minimum of 3 schools.
Wow.
Three
school booby.
Yes.
One of the worst Ted Rundgren
because songs. not even everybody at that time even had a camera on their phone. So, like, everybody that had the ability to accept that photo to a cell phone had it on their phone. Wow. So this girl, who I didn't even go to school with, I knew exactly what her name was, where she went to school, because they were notorious boobs.
Mm.
Kimmy, how old are you?
I am 35, about to be 36.
Yesterday, as we're having this discussion,
She
says this girl's name out loud. You never forget it.
Yeah, I'll never forget her.
Burning your memory.
Yeah.
She made teenage history in
Chesty
my mind.
Jackson, yeah.
High school history. Because and even in her defense, yeah, she didn't put her face in it, but everybody knew where it came from.
Right.
All right, the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Is that something you ever lived down? Because, Kimmy, you're right. When stuff like this happened for us and our generation, yeah, it was a major event.
Yeah.
Everyone got to see.
It was so rare that, like I said, I vividly remember it because I was like, oh, my God, I didn't even know that was possible until now.
Yes. And look, in hindsight, it was terrible, right? Yes. Like, these are kids just trying to fit in. They think they can trust someone.
Yeah.
And in the defense of the now 30, 40-somethings that may have done this in their past, we did not really have an idea at that age at that time because it was also new. How bad it could get.
Yes. That now you're looking at it through adult eyes and you're like, oh my God.
Exactly.
That would be a huge deal today.
And yes, we should have known better, but at the same time, we were living in uncharted territory.
Yeah, it was all new technology.
We were like the Lewis and Clark of boob and dong pics.
Mm-hmm.
People were dying of syphilis. Not good.
Like, yeah, you put the power of a camera phone in a teenager's hand for the first time in what, like 2004?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So here's what I want to know.
What is that?
The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. And I know there are people listening now that are adults that did this in their past,
mm-hmm,
right? They took that picture. They sent it to someone. It ended up everywhere. It was a big deal when you were a kid. Now that you are an adult,
yeah,
a grown-ass person, is that something that is just a mistake you made, water under the bridge?
Laugh it off.
Oops, can you believe what I did? Or is that something that bothers you for the rest of your life?
It haunts you.
Well, I mean, look, Kimmy, you and everybody that saw that picture is going to remember this girl's name for the rest of her life, right? And when you run into that girl, if you ever run into her again, the first thing you're going to think
is that. That's all I knew of her.
And, I mean, that girl knows.
Yeah.
That guy who sent out a picture of his dong knows when you run into someone from your past, the first thing that pops in their head is, oh, my God, you were that guy.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, you were that girl.
But I want to me, it's like there's got to be so much of this stuff out there now, by now. Mm-hmm. Does it really matter?
I would say no.
Well, at the time, but though.
I get it back then. But now, 20 years later, when all this has been going around, does anybody even care anymore?
Give me
I also wonder if, like the example I'm thinking of, if she even knew the extent of it or how.
How far it got,
how many people would even know who she was, you know? Like,
but she
I don't
knows
know.
Who she is. She knows it's her.
And, I mean, I think you're
under arrest. But that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't know if she actually even knows how many people saw it.
But I think
thank God nobody ever went on the radio and started talking about it.
She wouldn't know.
You're doing it now. No, you're right. I think you're underestimating. I mean, Kimmy, you remember. Like, there would be no problem for some kid from another school to see her in the mall and be like, I know who you are.
Yeah.
I saw your boobs.
Yeah, but I knew who it was because of the who it came from.
Okay.
But I don't know if like that picture got circulated if everybody knew who those boobs belonged to.
Okay. All right.
I don't know. I just wonder if she actually had a grasp on how far it had spread.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. This all comes off an article about protecting your kids from them sending inappropriate pictures that last for the rest of their lives. And you didn't have to deal with this as a kid.
No.
Kids today, as much as it still happens, have a better understanding of how bad it can get. Kimmy and I were living in the precipice of naked pictures being sent to everybody. And how now, I mean, it's hard to think about, believe, there are people in their 30s and 40s. Who did this when they were teenagers, made that mistake, and it got spread everywhere. Is that something you get over? Or is that something that just is eventually, or is that something that is so traumatic, it stays with you for the rest of your life?
Yeah, and I also wonder how it affected the people, especially the people that are parents now, that sent it or spread it around. Like, do you feel guilty about doing, like, that could also linger for multiple people because if you
were a
part of it. Yeah, but if you have kids now, especially like a daughter around that age, like you realize, you know, what exactly you did to this person,
I mean,
I would think it would haunt you a little bit.
She's right. I mean, if you're 30 or 40, you could have teenagers right now. Yeah, I mean, I'm 38.
Right.
I got a 14-year-old and a 12-year-old.
Right.
Now, luckily, I was only shown. I never sent, so I don't have that like guilt hanging over my head because I was afraid my dad would figure something out. But, yeah, man, I mean, this terrifies me. It terrifies me. And there would have to be guilt if you are the parent of a kid right now.
I guess if you stop and think about it, but, I mean, every generation has done something
that. I just don't think about it.
What's that?
Nothing. Go ahead.
No, I just think that every generation has something like that in their past.
Okay.
That, but you're just, I
but
mean, you gotta let it
live on the way it, I mean, like,
I think you gotta let it go.
If you took a picture of somebody, unless that person still has the actual copy of the picture, that could be gone.
Yeah, I mean, you had Polaroids back in the day, but, you know, Polaroids disintegrate.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
I know.
Because Kimmy brought up something else interesting yesterday.
What's that?
In this specific story you were talking about, Kimmy, I mean, that picture was getting texted to everybody. Meaning it was on God knows how many phones.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
There are plenty of people who never get rid of their cell phones. Yep. I mean, hell, your
still
cell phone.
Have those flip phones sit in a drawer somewhere.
In your parents' house or somewhere.
Yeah.
That would be a phone with a picture of a topless teenage girl on it. That's a felony. No joke.
Yep.
Yeah, but if that phone's 20 years old, could you even activate it? That's a lot. That's
you
a
just
deep
have to
dive.
Turn it on. It would be on the phone.
Those phones would be easy to activate.
No, it's not, you don't have to activate it. It would be on the phone, right? You just turn it on. The photos are in there. How many of those?
Well, probably there's probably a landfill
in Rochester. But no,
and
I mean
shoe boxes and some. Yeah, you're probably right.
I mean, if you ever got one of those pics as a teenager and you are aware that it is on a phone in your parents' basement somewhere, it may be time to go. Destroy that phone, legitimately.
Wipe it clean.
That's a felony. Right. That is a straight-up, uncut Colombian felony.
Why are you hanging on to it anyways?
Well, I mean, I hold on all my phones. You
no,
know?
I mean, like, if you were specifically hanging on to it because of what you had saved on your phone.
I don't think it's that. I think it's, you know,
you
every...
forgot about it.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you have how many pictures? I mean, think back then, those phones could hold, like, 25 pictures at the same time.
All right.
We got Facebook messages coming in. You can always get us at WCMF for the Break Room Facebook page. This gentleman asked me not to use his name. He says, my wife is around Kimmy's age. She sent a nude that ended up all over, he says the name of the town, if I'm not going to use his name. Okay. When she was in high school, it's something she laughs about now, and we have a daughter, so when she gets old enough, my wife can share that story and let her know how serious it can be.
Okay.
Let's talk about that.
That's a good experience that you can share with your kid to say, this is what happened to me.
Okay, it is. It
You're
is
a victim.
It is great to have that kind of perspective.
Right.
All right. That being said, Kimmy, is that something you share with your teenage daughter that you made this mistake back in the day?
Well, if you ever want your kids to think something isn't cool, tell them you did it.
Yeah.
Okay.
There you
great
go.
Call. Great call.
You know.
Very good.
All right.
And if it seriously, what if you have, you know, obviously insight into how that feels after something like that gets exposed? I don't think it's bad advice.
Okay.
But
you
had to be prepared for follow up questions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I wouldn't want to think
why
that.
Why did you do that?
Well, I mean, that's
who
easy
you,
to answer.
Who are you sending it to?
That's the hard one.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I mean. Like, these questions are going to come.
No, I mean, no, she's right. I mean, he's right. Kimmy.
Yeah.
When your kid asks, who did you send that picture to?
Yeah.
How do you answer that question?
Boy at school.
Really? What was his name?
I mean, I'm sure you could
see. Is he my real dad? No, I mean, like,
did you sleep with him? Did you have feelings for him?
I don't think a kid wants to pry that much. If anything,
you're
kid's
hoping,
be like,
but they get a vote in this conversation.
Did you ask your parents those questions?
My parents?
Yeah.
But they would have answered it. My parents were scuzz.
No, I mean, he did have scuzz parents.
I mean, my father had a very blasé attitude towards sex.
All right. I mean, so,
you're hoping your kid, but you got to be prepared for the questions.
Yeah. Maybe you are prepared for the questions. Again, like, it's an embarrassing time in your life.
Okay, my concern would be less what you're discussing, although that would be a concern. Yeah. My first thought here, you know, with this guy's idea that, you know, with this guy telling us his wife sent a nude and he has that experience, or she has that experience he can share with their daughter now. Huh. There are some things you just don't want your kid to know about your past.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Even though those are great lessons that can help that kid. I don't know if this is something I would want to share with my kid only because I don't want them to look at me differently.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Right? Because there's also the idea. I mean, I get the idea.
What if you turn
protect
it into
the image.
Somebody else's story?
Well, then it's not your story. It doesn't have the same effect.
Yeah, but I, you know, let me tell you what happened to my best friend growing up. Then you can actually give them that information in a different way, I guess, you know.
No, it's not the worst idea.
Mm.
I don't know.
At least they're armed with the information. They can do what they want with it.
So let me put it this way.
Right.
And I know this is not close to the same thing, but, you know, I didn't get great grades in high school.
Yeah.
In fact, I got really bad grades in high school.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to the same high school my oldest currently goes to now. So I have higher standards for her.
Right.
Because she's not dumb.
Yeah.
And anytime she gets a grade on a test or something that is, like, sub yeah. what we expect.
Mm-hmm.
Her first line out of her mouth is, you almost failed out of high school.
Yeah.
Because I shared that with her, my struggles.
And she weaponized it.
Yes, exactly, Kimmy. Yeah. She uses it as a weapon. So I think my biggest concern would be if my daughter knows that one, either me or my wife did this, it's not going to be a warning. It's going to be, well, my mom and dad did it, and they made it out fine.
Yeah, but this is something different. You're thinking of your parents in a sexual way.
I don't know, Kimmy. That's
just me personally. I'd be like, I want nothing to do with that. No, thank you.
Well, you sound like Trump there.
Nothing to do with that. It's a beautiful picture.
No,
it is
thank
perfect.
You.
I don't know what he's talking about.
How about this? Because that's what, like, you're just disclosing this information.
Yes, right?
What if that said shoebox gets found and activates a phone and there's a picture on it that used to be one of your parents' phones? And that question has to come up because now there's actual evidence of what somebody did with your phone.
Oh, I think there's a better question here.
What's that?
Your kid finds your old phone.
Yeah.
Opens it up from when you were a teenager. Is it worse if they find a nude picture of you? Or is it worse if they find a nude picture of someone they don't know that was sent to you?
Yeah, they're both pretty horrible.
Which one is a worse situation?
You. I'm going to say seeing your naked ass young parent.
Yes. You will, that image will be burned in your mind. At least that other person's a stranger.
Like, if I found a full frontal nude
of
Mike Mulay at Babe Ruth baseball camp, and somebody took him coming out of a shower as a joke.
And he's making like a sexy kissy face.
Yeah. Like, there's your dad's hairy 1938 junk.
Yeah, I'm taking
stranger
all day.
Or how about your mom? Right? A picture of your mom. You want to see your young mom. And she's probably good looking. Right? Firm mama, young girl, but that's your mother. And I mean, for my generation, it wouldn't be as bad because of the hairiness of her muff. But if you've got a new smooth mom, these new smooth ones I've been hearing about, I mean, you can actually see your mom's.
How did we get here?
Ginarina.
The Mexican giner?
Yeah.
Down
of El Paso. Marty Robbins shows up with a camera.
I think you missed the point of the question I was trying to make. Not the shock of seeing your parents' genitals, which I agree would be a shock. What I'm saying is, what is a worse message for your kid? Hmm. That you sent that photo to somebody.
I think
and took
it's you.
It.
I think you're the face of what was sent. Yeah. It's,
okay.
It doesn't change my answer because it would still be the parent because you weren't just picking up a phone and somebody sent you something. You did this.
Okay, all right.
Because I think your kid can wrap their head around like you having stuff like that on your phone. Because they may also, they know where to find that stuff if they wanted to, right? It would be more like, I don't want to picture my parent participating.
I don't know. I told you that my daughter found that picture of a girl that I dated from back in the day that I had in a shoebox that I forgot about in the basement.
Just a still shot.
And it wasn't even that, you know, she had a big chest and she took a sexy picture, but she wasn't like topless.
Right.
And that was like the scandal of the century in my house. Thank God my wife is cool.
Yeah.
But like, I couldn't imagine if she found that same picture on a phone topless.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Like, she would have been calling divorce lawyers for my wife. Get rid of him. You don't need him.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Life can feel overwhelming, but you don't have to go through it alone. On my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, I share openly and vulnerably about everything life brings us and what we can learn by living with our hearts a little bit more open. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on self-care, motherhood, healing, and more. You are enough, just the way you are. This podcast is a reminder of that. Follow and listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
I think we're going to have a fight.
About what?
Because, well, there's no universal rule on this.
Yeah.
You decide what you're going to do in your own home.
Mm-hmm.
The problem, however, is people will take this request in different ways.
Yes.
And if someone is unprepared for it, it can make for an awkward and uncomfortable night.
Yep.
Maybe something that could even ruin a relationship. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. Question for the room.
Yeah, go ahead.
Do you ask people to take their shoes off before they walk into your house?
Do I?
Yes.
No.
Is your wife?
No.
Okay. Kimmy, do you ask people to take their shoes off before they walk into your house?
No, but.
But?
You wish they do.
Yeah.
Okay.
I won't request it, but it does. I don't know, there's something that kind of irks me when they're like walking around with their shoes on in my house. And it's weird too, because I grew up in a shoes-on house.
Shoes on.
Yeah.
Shoes on.
Like, my parents never made anybody take their shoes off. But
they,
I don't know,
identified
as I've gotten,
shoes on.
As I've gotten older, there's something about it that's just, like, it just kind of grosses me out. But I won't be bold enough
to
request
like,
it.
I understand, like, wintertime, you're walking through the crap.
Yeah, I mean, most people will take their shoes off, especially when it's
summertime.
Slushy and gross outside.
So it's nice out. Yeah. Dries, nice out.
Yeah.
You still want your shoes off?
Kind of, yeah.
So you expect people to take their shoes off as they walk into your house?
Yeah, I guess I don't expect it. I mean, that like my dad always just comes in with his shoes on, and it's just like, all right.
We're doing this.
Yep.
I can hear you're fine with it.
Yeah. Mm.
All right, so that question, do you ask people to take your shoes off before they come in your house, has set people off worldwide, and it may be the biggest conflict in America right now. And this debate all started with an article that went viral that was written by a party planner. In the article, she advised people inviting friends and family over not to ask them to take their shoes off when they come inside.
Like it's a party.
Yes.
Okay.
Or you're having any guests you're having over at the house. Right. And I quote, "It's rude. When you invite people into your home, you need to let it go. You can't be like, you can't touch this. You have to take your shoes off. If you spill something, you're in trouble. Hosting is letting your guests enjoy themselves in your house."
All right.
And for whatever reason, people latched onto the shoes take and started going back and forth with a vitriol reserved for like politics. And here's the thing. She's absolutely right.
About the shoes?
You absolutely cannot ask people to take their shoes off if they're coming over because it makes you look like such an arrogant prick.
Yeah, like, what is this, a palace? Like, these are some special floors.
Thank you.
I can't walk on them in shoes.
I love how, Kim, we've never even seen a picture of her house, but you can't wear shoes inside of the house.
I mean,
it doesn't exist.
But here's the thing. Like, I don't like, just if gross. I'm going to get dressed up, I'm going to go to somebody's house.
Well,
right?
Your shoes are a part of your outfit. I get it.
I don't feel like walking around in my socks like I'm an 8-year-old.
Okay,
why? You like to show off your socks. If anybody wants to show off the socks, you would think it'd be you.
But you get the ankle effect.
No, but like most of the time that take comes from a woman. The shoes are part of the
outfit. I don't
want to
walk in, but I get dressed up.
Okay.
I dress for an occasion.
I've never heard a man.
I'm not showing up in a, you know, your Jordans and your tracksuit.
What's wrong with what? We're hanging out
as
friends.
What, do you own the Lakers?
What do you want me to do? Put on a tuxedo to hang out at your house?
No, but I dress nice.
Okay.
I put on dress. When I go to your house, I always have on dress shoes.
No, and everyone always says when you walk in, "Wow, he looks so great."
Your wife always compliments me on my outfit.
Yeah,
always.
She knows how to get to you.
No,
man.
No, because she's class.
Is that what it is?
She's class.
Class. She's class. Got the finger up at the class, bro. I've never heard a man in my life say the shoes are part of the outfit.
Walk around in your socks.
Okay. There is so much that goes into this debate of shoes on, shoes off. Because there are issues that can show up when you have people remove their shoes when they don't expect it. One, mismatched or dingy socks. Maybe you're not going to wear the best socks if you think your shoes aren't coming off. And now you look like a trash basket hanging around this person's house. Two, and this is a big one, people with sweaty or smelly feet.
Right. Or shoe. The shoe could also stink.
You got it. And I know you guys are out there. And I know when you show up at someone's home.
You're showing up with your goddamn swamp feet.
Yeah, but when they ask you to pop them shoes off, you start to get nervous. And it's a crime to make folks that are insecure about this stuff go with no shoes. But most importantly, you can just mop the floor.
Yeah.
It's that simple. Right? Yeah, you can mop up that night as soon as everyone's gone if you want
and
to.
Especially, here's what kills me about people like you.
Get her.
What?
I
won't
get her.
Take off your shoes.
Get her!
No. But you wish I did. Right?
Especially when you're on the rugs.
Yeah, I understand, yeah. But you got a dog.
Yeah.
A dog you take for a walk out in the street, walks through everything, roots through everything, and it's
feet.
Up on the couch, it's up on your bed, it's on your pillows.
He's pawing at your face.
Right.
You are hitting me with some logic, and I can't deny what you're saying.
I'm less
true
than your dog.
But
I would agree. You're less than a dog.
But there's something about those big, clunky shoes walking around and tracking in the dirt.
Clunky
shoes.
Like,
shoe. My dad will even put his feet up on the furniture with his shoes.
Would you do that?
No. I don't put my feet on people's furniture.
Well, your feet don't reach the footrest.
And I'm just like, it's just bothering me.
Does your husband want the shoes off in the house?
He will do both. He usually takes his shoes off, but sometimes if he's like walking around getting ready for something, he'll have his shoes on.
Mm. All right, phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. This article that has gone viral is people arguing with each other about whether or not you're supposed to ask people to take their shoes off when you walk in the house. Tommy and I, fine with shoes in the house. Kimmy, not going to ask you, but she didn't like it.
Yeah, the Taj Mahal.
How about this? Feet are just gross, period.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, what if that person who comes over isn't wearing socks?
Oh.
I would argue barefooted dude walking around your house is way gross.
That's grosser.
Thank you. Than guy with shoes on walking around your house.
I don't want to see anybody's feet.
Because your husband's a flip-flop guy.
No. No, he's not.
Right. Doesn't matter. There are guys who are flip-flop guys.
Mm-hmm.
And if you walk in my house and you're going to go barefooted,
just
keep the flop on, man.
Yeah, this isn't a surf shop.
Thank you. Shut up. This isn't a surf shop.
What are you, the big kahuna? Going to the luau tonight?
Okay, so I'm going to make an assumption here, and if I'm wrong, tell me. I assume that most women want shoes off in the house. Most guys don't care.
Probably, because,
when you move in with somebody and you're sharing a space for the first time, somebody's got to win that argument.
Yeah.
Who wins?
The wife. The wife's always going to win every house argument.
Okay, so you're going to let her tell your friends that they can't wear shoes.
You know what she's going to say?
What's that?
Tell him to take his shoes off. She's going to put it on you.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
Because I was married to one of those.
Oh, one of them?
I'm not going to say which one, but it wasn't the first.
Do all Italian women make people take their shoes off walking in the house?
Like, how is Italy and Japan so aligned with shoes? Because every time you go to any party in an Italian house, there's just a pile of goddamn shoes.
Okay, so I know.
Well, I mean, you will, but you admit, though, even in the wintertime, when people are showing up in boots and stuff, the first instinct is to take off your shoes not making the floors slippery.
But, like, usually, like, if we have people coming over, I'm going to shovel so you're not stepping.
Okay, fine. But here's the thing. You brought up so there is some cultural stuff to this. Like, for example, in Asia, a lot of Asian countries,
the shoes come off.
But because tables used to be on the floor, close to the floor, so you didn't want that stuff near. But we don't live that way anymore.
Yeah.
At least most people don't. But for some reason, culturally, that's stuck with those cultures.
Some religions, Muslims remove their shoes when they walk in.
Yeah. Look, I'm not going to fight you if it's like a legitimate issue when it comes to how your people are, right? But like, if I'm just coming over to your house.
Yeah, you're just straight up,
252-WCMF, let's talk to Gabby. Hey, Gabby, how are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you guys today?
Good. What do you got for us?
No way do you get in my house with shoes on. Absolutely no way.
Because your house is so great.
Either flip them off, or I provide you with covers for them.
Oh, my God. Go home, Gabby.
Listen, you guys walk, all of us, we walk through restrooms, public places. No way you're getting on my carpets. And then I walk through with bare feet. Can't do it.
Okay.
Cannot do it.
All right, Gabby, I'm gonna ask you a couple questions if you don't mind me asking.
Go ahead.
All right. First of all, are you an Italian woman?
Absolutely.
Nailed it. Two, Gabby, if somebody walks in your house and doesn't remove their shoes, you are going to tell them to their face, please take off your shoes.
Yep. They can't get in. They can't come in. I'd say, slip your shoes off and come on in.
What are you running, Studio 54 now?
Kimmy doesn't get that reference.
Nope. I run a clean house, and there's no way you're getting in with your public shoes that you walk through the bedroom, that you walk through the restroom.
Okay.
No way.
Gabby, how many pieces of furniture do you currently have under plastic right now?
None.
Okay, Gabby.
Once you come in, you can make yourself at home, but I got to tell you, you are just not getting in. If you're a repairman, I supply you with the big booties.
But usually those guys have their own.
They do, but I'm ready if they don't.
All right, Gabby, let me ask you a question.
Like throw them down and wrestle them down like a steer in a rodeo?
Nope.
Got them booties right on in 8 seconds.
I'm right between the carpets where you come in, you know, those all-weather carpets and the rugs, and I say, why don't you slip your shoes off and come in? And
she's
they don't
got AstroTurf inside the house for the shoe.
No, it's not AstroTurf. So
it looks like the Orange Bowl in the 70s.
You know, those heavy-duty inside-outside ones. Yeah, no, we're good. But you got to take them off.
Gabby, one more question. One more question.
Yes.
Let's say there's someone in the neighborhood on the loose, a criminal, right? You call 911. Now, they're not in the house yet. Cops show up, knock on your door. Cop walks in. Do you ask him to take his shoes off or put a booty on him, or do you let him do his work?
Oh, gosh. That's a tough one.
That's why I asked, Gabby. What do you do?
I think I'm going to have to let him in an emergency situation.
Wow. Well, no, I mean, the guy's not in the house.
He's been walking through crime scenes.
Yeah, there's DNA on them boots.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God, I'd probably have to move.
Gabby, great to talk to you. You monster.
Thanks, guys. Love your show.
Love you too, Gabby.
It's interesting to me hearing Tommy's logic on this because I know in his brain fashion is winning over filth. Over his cleanse.
It's fashion over filth.
Because I know, like, you're a clean freak, right? I mean, like, you're super clean about stuff. But this is where you draw the line, because I don't want it to ruin my outfit.
Right.
No, I mean, she's right. It is weird that outfit has won over your, what's the word I'm looking for?
Cleanliness.
Anal retentive. Yeah, clean.
But I will tell you this, like, this was never a thing in the South.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's the last thing you got to worry about. You got snakes that'll kill you in the air.
Well, no, but if you ask a Southerner to take their shoes off, they're taking everything off. They're going down to their bare britches. That's what I do in my house. No, but, like, you don't, it wasn't an issue. Like, that's what freaked me out when I first moved up here, was you had to take your shoes off. I'm like, why?
Hmm. So is it a weather thing, or is it a cultural
I think a lot
thing?
Of it has to stem from weather.
Okay.
Because I think 7 months a year, it's crappy. Yeah.
We got Facebook messages coming in. Again, we're talking about taking your shoes off and how a party planner started a war online by saying you cannot ask your guests to take shoes off coming in the house. Brian writes us, you know, Gabby was just talking about this. He says, I'm an electrician, and the place I work makes me either take my boots off or put booties over my boots, even if the homeowner says it's okay. I found about 60% of the time they say not to worry about it, but it's always the richer people that say, please take off your shoes before I even walk in the house.
Because they think their place is so special.
Is it a money thing?
Probably.
I mean, but you grew up rich, and you keep shoes on.
Yeah. Like I said, I just don't care.
252 WCMF. Let's talk to Monica. Hey, Monica, how are you?
Hello.
What's up?
Nothing. Take your shoes off.
Monica, you an Italian lady?
Nope.
Oh, what culture are we going with here?
She's a foot bitch.
German?
Okay, that one I'm not familiar with. All right, Monica.
Wait, German?
German.
Oh.
Yeah. Do what they say. Monica, why are you so insistent that people take their shoes off coming into your house?
Because think about what's at the bottom of your shoes and what you walk through. Even in the summer, I don't care. They all come off. Especially if you have a baby that's crawling around.
Okay, that I understand. I'll do it for the baby.
That's good for their immune system.
Yeah, maybe.
It toughens them up.
All right, but Monica, why can't you just mop when everybody leaves?
Well, if you have carpet.
It's not the mopping. It's going into the living room, on the carpet.
Man, your house ain't that special, Monica.
It's not that it's special, but I'm not cleaning 24/7.
Where do you live? Where do you live? What town?
Irondequoit.
Man, raggedy ass Irondequoit. I got to worry about them old ass 1930s floors.
Yeah, that's more of a reason to take your shoes off, you dummy.
Man, think of all the working guys back in the day coming back from Kodak with all the mercury that's in those floors.
Nope. Shoes come off.
All right, Monica, are you married?
I am.
Okay.
Second marriage.
How long have you been married for?
32 years.
All right, 32 years. When you first moved in with your husband, was he also a shoes-off guy, or did you make him become a shoes-off guy?
No, when he came to visit me in my own home, he always took his shoes off.
Okay,
because he wanted some.
He's trying to get at.
Oh, yeah.
All right, well, Monica.
Maybe, but everybody, shoes off.
Way to tame him with that ass, making him take his shoes off, Monica.
Take care.
All right, bye. There goes Monica. Who knew that these people were so angry about the shoes?
That's two women in a row.
We got three. Layla writes us on Facebook.
What's she saying?
She says, folks that do shoes inside are trash. You don't even know the disgusting bacteria that lives on the bottom of your shoes. You're tracking that all where you live. And if you have elderly people in the house, that can kill them. Layla, you let grandma lick your floor?
Yeah, no kidding.
What are you doing?
If grandma's crawling around on the floor, maybe you had to help her up first.
All right, this one I think is going to stun all of us.
All right.
But ladies and gentlemen, buckle up.
All right.
This will be the last call we take. Rednecks on CMF. Hey, buddy, how are you?
Why you got to hype me up like that?
Well, go ahead. What do you got? What do you got?
So, as I was telling Kimmy, it's not about the money thing, about how if you're rich or whatever. I don't live in that great of a house, and I live in the southern tier. Take your shoes off in my house, especially in the wintertime. So, I don't want the wife cleaning nonstop, you know, because my kids are running around with my neighbor or whatever. She doesn't need to do that. She don't need to do that. Take your shoes off.
You're right. You could. You could help. You could help a little bit.
Not when I get home at 6 o'clock at night.
I've been working all day long. I want my floors mopped. I want my dinner on the table. I want my Bible open to Ephesians. And I want you to shut the hell up.
Hey, it is what it is, guys. But no shoes in my house. It's just the way it is.
I thought you're a country person.
How do you call this show as redneck and then say, take your shoes off, please? Yeah. Thank you.
Because he's doing a...
Because you shouldn't be tracking all this slop in your house.
But that's what rednecks
do. I feel like you have it backwards because he's doing jobs where he's getting actually like getting dirty, getting messy, and he doesn't want it in his house.
Yeah, but that's what
rednecks do. So I can understand why dainty little you can track your little alligator shoes through your house because you haven't stepped in anything today.
How about Tommy Seibert? Get him!
Kimmy,
get
him! I love you.
You walk around the puddles with your umbrella.
What am I going to my hair with?
The dirtiest thing you touch is this carpet in this room.
Well, it's pretty
I'm Team Kimmy today. I'm not Team Tommy. Team
All
Kimmy.
Right. All right, Redneck. Well, we're going to change your name every time you call now because you a bitch-ass, no-shoe-wearing bitch.
Yeah, thanks.
All right, Redneck, take care, buddy. There goes Redneck. I don't want her to have to keep cleaning.
Poor woman. She's on her hands and knees all day.
It is what it is.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
I won't say that,
right.
But I will say this.
What's that?
Even though you have not thought about this technology in a decade,
mm-hmm.
this story is going to have people running out to get it today.
Really?
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. So, story yesterday.
Yeah.
A car was stolen from Planet Fitness in Greece around 3:15 on Sunday.
Yeah.
So, the way the story went down, according to authorities, is the woman walked into Planet Fitness. They have these boards where you could like put your keys on them while you're working out.
Oh, that doesn't seem smart.
Well, okay, because she grabbed the keys right off the board, went outside, found the car, took off, stole it.
And you got to be quick at Planet Fitness, because she's going to be back out in 15 minutes. You know she ain't working out for an hour, that joint.
This woman was caught very soon after she stole the car. You want to know how?
Nobody chased her down?
No, they didn't have to.
Mm. What?
The car had OnStar.
Oh, my, that's... Has it been around 10
I didn't even
years?
Know it was still around.
It's been around, just nobody's talked about OnStar. So authorities say the victim had OnStar in his car, and they were able to disable the engine, which led to the suspect being taken into custody. The woman was arrested, charged with grand larceny, and she got a court date coming.
I have not heard that name in many years.
Remember OnStar?
They don't make it anymore, do they?
I don't know. I mean, it's still...
So is this like an old car?
Bro, it's a subscription service.
Yeah.
So it still has to be active.
They were big like in Cadillacs and cars like that.
They came with the Cadillacs back in the day.
Yeah.
Yeah. But no, but I mean,
that was a selling point.
It must still be in cars because...
You never see... All those car ads you see, you never hear that.
OnStar.
Yeah.
OnStar.
Remember, like, I'm in an accident. Can you help me, OnStar?
OnStar is
a
lot like OnStar.
They have hit me in the mouth. Hey, OnStar.
No, isn't OnStar one of the offshoots of the Grateful Dead that are touring the country now? You want to go see OnStar this weekend? I remember vividly the first time I watched OnStar happen.
Mm-hmm.
My buddy, we went.
Oh, like in real time?
Yes. So okay. I was a senior.
He was there.
I was a senior in high school.
Yeah.
And we were going up to a Syracuse basketball game. They were playing Notre Dame. My buddy got lost, and he goes, check this out. He goes, hey, OnStar. Bing, hey, how can I help you? We're like, what? And he's like, I need directions to the carrier dome. The one's like, hold on. And we're like, what? And she gave us like turn-by-turn directions.
Talking to you.
Bro, I thought we were in like a millionaire's car.
But you don't need it anymore.
Apparently you do, because they were able to keep this car from being stolen.
It did help.
Yeah.
And look, here's the thing. If this is something OnStar can do, with the fear that a lot of people have in Rochester of getting their car stolen, are we going to witness the triumphant return of the greatest technology we had ever seen in 2002?
Because all you really need is the ability to turn your car off.
Yes.
Everything else your phone does for you, right? If you have your phone on you, you don't need OnStar for help.
Yeah, because even the phone now has a sensor in it where if you get in an accident, it'll call authorities.
Right. Yeah. So the only thing you needed for is to shut the engine off or where's my car?
You got it.
Like a GPS so you can locate it.
Yeah.
That's all you need.
Okay. Maybe there's a company that can just do that.
Mm.
It's So I don't need all the
OnStar. Who would that company be?
No, I'm just saying, like, I don't need all the other stuff with OnStar.
Right.
I just need you to turn off the engine for me.
Right, and tell me what my car is.
Or if there's a button. Because even if you had an ability to kill your engine from anywhere you were, like with your cell phone, that would help.
Mm-hmm. Especially if you have teenage kids, too.
Does that exist? Well, I don't want to kill my kid's engine.
No, but if they're doing something that they shouldn't be doing, you could shut it down.
Okay, if they're doing something they shouldn't be doing, well, I'm going to shut them down where? What if they're in, like, a place they shouldn't be? No, well, I can't get away.
That's, oh. Didn't think of that one.
Yeah, idiot. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. A woman tried to steal a car from Planet Fitness on Sunday around 3:15. She was caught almost immediately because the car had OnStar.
So she grabs the only car in that lot that probably had OnStar. Like, she picked the worst car to steal.
So it turns out we may be dumb because OnStar may be more prevalent than we thought.
Then why don't they advertise it?
Jay's on CMF. Hey, Jay, how are you, buddy?
Morning, guys.
Hey.
Yeah. Oh,
what do you got?
There we go. So, like I told you guys last time, I'm an Uber driver, and I actually rent my cars from Uber. And I rented a car a month ago, I'd say. And it was a 23 Malibu, and it still had OnStar. Like, it had the button and everything.
No kidding.
That's a newer car. Wow.
Yeah, it was brand new.
So we're getting lots of tweets and texts from people saying that all GM vehicles come with OnStar.
They don't mention it.
Maybe you don't have to because it's all in all GM vehicles.
All right.
I mean, it's just, okay, so Jay, you wouldn't know because, wait, you say you rent the cars from Uber?
Yep.
What's that
called?
They
have a program where we can actually rent the cars.
Okay.
And we don't have to put the miles on our own car. They pay for the maintenance and everything.
No kidding. All right. Well, Jay, thanks for all the information, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. So we brought up with OnStar, they can kill the engine. They'll give you turn-by-turn directions, at least they used to. Steve says there's something we haven't even mentioned yet.
What's that?
About the OnStar. He's on CMF. Hey, Steve, how are you, buddy?
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
Yo.
This is a big one for me because once I do it once, it's usually three times within a month it happens that I lock my keys in my car.
Okay. Oh. Yeah.
So but it's like impossible new cars to lock your keys in.
No, I did it like 2 years ago. It sucks.
Like, you cannot lock the keys in my car.
Everyone doesn't have a brand new car, Tommy.
Yeah, Tommy. No, even with my car, I have a bad habit of, like, I'll lock it with my finger. Yeah. And I had my keys had fallen out. They were on my driver's seat. I locked the car, and for some reason, because the keys were inside, it wouldn't unlock.
Oh, because I always thought it senses that the keys are in.
I would have thought the same thing. Not apparently
but
a
yours
thing.
But your car is super old.
2016.
Bro, that's super old.
It's not super. You're super old. My car is a 2016.
Your car is like pre-COVID.
It is pre-COVID.
Your car is closer to 9/11 than COVID.
That's not true, you
idiot.
No,
but it sounds good.
Steve, how old's your car?
It's 2013.
Ah, so Steve's more busted than I am. Man. See, how you like that?
Why don't you take the Bush Cheney sticker off?
Hey, Steve, do you have to pay monthly?
Tommy, stop stalking me, man.
Yeah! Steve, do you have to pay monthly for OnStar?
I don't have it. I just know that's a feature.
You don't even have it.
Bye, Steve. Have a good rest of the day. Let's talk to Jay. Hey, Jay, how are you, buddy?
Hey, how's it going?
Come here, what do you got?
So a while back, my dad had his Cadillac up at Toronto Airport because he flew out of there.
Cadillac daddy.
He left it in the long-term parking lot, and then suddenly OnStar contacts him and says, are you driving and you're back in town? He says, no, he's still overseas. And so they shut off the power, and they call the police to go collect his car and bring it to an impound to protect it.
No kidding. How long ago was this, Jay?
About a year and a half ago.
All right. Does he have to pay monthly for it, or does it just come with the car?
I believe there's a starter package when you buy the car, and then you probably have to pay monthly for it.
Bro, his parents are super ass rich.
What are you talking about? He's only
let's say Cadillac overseas trip, flies to Toronto, spends a night at a hotel, catches the red eye out.
But they could only afford
to Sicily.
But they could only afford to name their son one letter.
Yeah. These are rich Italians.
Jay, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. All right, so now I feel like we're the only people in Rochester that don't have OnStar.
I always assumed like OnStar was one of those things, and I haven't heard of it recently, where you got it, you got a free trial of it for like a month when you got your car, and then everybody just ignored it or canceled it after that.
It's kind of how they got
it. I never met anybody that actually continued with it for more than a few months.
Yeah. It's kind of how they did with satellite radio when you bought a car, right?
Yeah, thank God everybody canceled those. Yeah. I can still feed my kids for a couple more years. All right, so maybe...
All right.
And if you're worried about getting your car sold, maybe OnStar's a thing to do.
Get it.
I don't know. Or don't. I'm not your mom. I don't care.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino
and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hi, everybody. I'm Maury Povich. On my podcast, On Par with Maury Povich, I'm going to sit down with the icons, the stars, and the faces at the very center of today's big cultural moments. With everyone from comedians Josh Johnson, Dan Soder, Leanne Morgan, to newsmakers Don Lemon, Joy Reid, Aaron Parnas, and so many more. So join me for new episodes every week because nothing is off limits. Great conversations. They're always on par. Follow and listen to On Par with Maury Povich wherever you get your podcasts.